The story of the planets began with the sun, a very hot mass of liquid gas, too hot for anyone. Now, this was 5 billion years ago. Exactly when, we do not know, but the story of the planets really did begin from the time our very hot sun began to spin. Now, can you imagine a huge ball of fire so tremendous that it would take more than 1 million Earths to fill it? This is the sun, a great ball of fire turning on its axis once every 25 days. It makes a complete turn, and it is the center of our solar system, master of the planets, the wandering stars, as the people of ancient times used to call them.
Round and round, round and round, round and round the sun. The wandering stars go on a journey. Can you name them one by one? Mercury, Venus, Earth and Mars, Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus, Neptune and Pluto, the wandering stars. Round and round, round and round, round and round the sun. The wandering stars go on forever. Can you name them one by one? Mercury, Venus, Earth and Mars, Jupiter and Saturn and Uranus, Neptune and Pluto, the wandering stars.
Each planet follows its course around the sun, and this is called an orbit. And while each planet travels in its orbit, it spins on its own axis. Far away from the magic distance of space are the stars. If the whole solar system could be changed into a toy model with a sun only the size of a tennis ball, well, you'd have to walk just about 1,100 miles to the nearest star. The planet nearest to the sun is Mercury. The one farthest away is Pluto. Is Pluto the last of the planets? Are there other planets further out, even beyond our own solar system? Are there other Earths with living intelligent beings, other suns, other solar systems? The answer is yes. And they are billions and billions of miles from the last of our known planets. Somewhere out in space, there may be other worlds. Worlds the Earthman may never see, even millions of years from today, as he gazes upon the universe and dreams of visiting the planets, the wanderers in space.